in the time of the Turim, of Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rosh, Baal HaTurim, about 700 years ago, lived another Goel, Rabbi Aaron HaKohen of Lunel. Lunel was a city in South France, and there was a large Jewish Kehillah community, and he was there the Rov. And he wrote a large sefer of halachas and minhagim called Or HaChaim. In the year of Ha'alofim Samach Vov, the year of 1306, the king of that part of France expelled all the Jews from that part of France and took away from them all the holdings and forced them to live as they are, just with their clothes on. Rabbi Aaron HaKohen of Lunel went there to Golos to look where he should settle in several places. Finally, he settled in the island of Majorca. The island of Majorca is an island in the Mediterranean, not too far from France. He settled there. And there he found a large goyim called Rabbi Shem Tov Placho. So he learned from him everything that he knew from his teachers, halachas and minhagim. And then he added all these additions in his chibur of Or HaChaim. And he would write, V'chein kosav Rabbi Shem Tov, or I heard from Rabbi Shem Tov. So this Or HaChaim with all these additions, whatever he is quoting from Rav Shem Tov, is considered the Mahadur Basra, the final edition of the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim wasn't printed till the year of Tov Kuf Yud, 1750, in the city of Pirenze, in Italy. He printed only one volume on the dinim that are related to Or HaChaim, day to day laws for every Yid. Regular days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is called Or HaChaim. He also added another part in the Or HaChaim, which is related to other halachas. Yeredeya, Even HaEzer, Cheshen Mishpot. That was not published then. That was published about 150 years later in Berlin, in Tov Kuf Samach Beis, in the year of 1802. It's interesting that when he published the second volume in Berlin, in Tov Kuf Samach Beis, he had the final version of Or HaChaim, with the additions of all the halachas and minhagim that he learned from Rav Shem Tov in the island of Majorca. But when they have published the first volume of Halachas Or HaChaim in Pirenze Tov Kuf Yud in 1650, He didn't have the final version. While the Rab Arna Kenef, who lived in Lunil, and he finished his version, the first Mahadura, people copied it. One of the copies got to the printer in Firenze, in Tovkuf Yud, and he published it. He didn't have those editions that he added later while he was in Mirki and while he learned from Rav Shem Tov. We have here in the library a manuscript of the Or HaChaim. We found in one of the bindings about 20 pages manuscript of the Or HaChaim and Or HaChaim, the Madror Basa, that is still not published. Only An Yeredeye was published in Berlin many years later, the Madror Basa, with the notes that he learned from Rav Shem Tov, but not on the Or HaChaim. Yes, the Beis Yosef, when he wrote his commentary on the Turim, he had a copy of Or HaChaim, the final version, with all the additions that he added, what he learned from Rav Shem Tov in the island of Mirki. But there is not a copy that is left from that edition and printed in the full text of the final edition, the final version. So those 20 pages that we have are very unique because they are from a manuscript of the final version of Or HaChaim with the additions that he learned from Rav Shem Tov. It's very obvious that the one, the Rav, the rabbi, that had this manuscript in his house for many years and learned from it, when it came to the period that the Or HaChaim, Or HaChaim, was published in Pirinzi, in Tovkuf Yud, he felt he doesn't need this manuscript anymore, because now he has a printed copy. So he put the manuscript in the Seamus. And the binders took it from the Seamus and pasted it together to make of it a cardboard, a cover for one of the Sforim they have bound. But these pages are very, very unique, since they are the final version of the Or HaChaim and Or HaChaim with the additions that he learned from Rav Shem Tov, that there is not a copy of it printed yet. According to the watermarks, it looks like it was written about the year of Reish, 1440. And they learned in it for the next several hundred years. Till in Tovkuf Yud, when it was published, and he didn't need it anymore, and he stored it in the Seamus and from there to the binding.